We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now we're going to the Dial Pad guest line, courtesy of Xfinity. Courtesy of Xfinity, he's a Hall of Famer and three-time Super Bowl champion, 95.7 The Game football insider, Jerry Rice, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, let's begin with the most important news. Happy belated birthday. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. I had a great day yesterday and just turning 20. I'm excited about that. You know, I'm getting younger. I'm like
Benjamin Button.
Hey, no, just like Benjamin Button. I'm going the opposite direction.
Hey, old man, did you get my song that I sang to you? Did you get that, bud? Did you check it out?
What song? What are you talking about?
I was like, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday you. Happy birthday, dear Jerry. Happy birthday to you.
It's for you, Jerry.
Hey, I'm pretty impressed by that, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Jerry.
You know, you can sing a little bit.
I came up in the church house. You know how that is, Jerry. You know how that is.
Hey, I give you your just due, okay, Lo? Hey, I was impressed by that right there, okay?
What was more impressive, Jerry? Was it Lo's singing performance or the defensive prowess of the 49ers?
I think, man, after, you know, with the Rams, you know, after running the ball like several times and sort of like, it's almost like they embarrassed that defense just a little bit, but then I think that defense, you know, they got together and they said, you know what, man, look, we got to play better football than this, and I think that's when Buckner and all those guys put it together, and they were not going to let that happen again. But, you know, at first the Rams, you know, they ran the ball a lot, they moved the ball downfield, they scored a touchdown, they did all that, but then after that, that defense just rose to the occasion.
What else impressed you about this Niners team? They're 5-0, Jerry. Point out a couple things that you look and you take away from this game. You say, wow, how good is this team? How far can they go? What's some of your takeaway after watching that performance?
I think it's scary, guys, because, you know, man, they haven't played their best football. I think it's more to come from the San Francisco 49ers, the offense, also with the defense. And once they put everything together, I think it's going to really be a scary football team. And these players, they starting to buy into this. They like this. They like being 5-0. They like going into ball games and trying to dominate games and, you know, just establish themselves and make a name for themselves. So I think what's happening with this offense and also this defense, this entire team, they're coming together, and towards the end of the season, I'm hoping that everybody is on the same level, working on all cylinders. And if that should happen, we have something to really to be excited about.
Jerry Rice, the Hall of Famer with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What's the weakness right now? If there is an area on this team that you think they would need to improve in a hurry before the playoffs come up, what do you think that would be?
I think offensively, we need to put more points on the board. And that was something we always did back in the day. We expected to score over 30 points. And if we can do that, now all of a sudden you let that defense just shut down the opponent. So it's going to come down to Jimmy G and, you know, just protecting the ball, being able to run the ball, being able to pass the ball. You know, look at Kittle. Kittle is the guy on offense. And, you know, they sort of use something because Kyle Shanahan said it's just no way this guy's going to be able to play because I think he has pulled his groin or something like that. And I remember back in the day going into Super Bowl 23, I played all season long with a sprained ankle. And Bill Walsh used that going into that football game. Said, you know what, I don't know if Jerry Rice is going to be able to play. You know, his ankle is all swollen and all that. Man, Kittle went out there. He killed them. He had over 8 catches, you know, 103 yards. And what this guy brings to the table, man, I mean, he's nasty on the football field. He's intense. He brings a lot of energy. And I think the players, they really build off that. And that's the reason why that offense is so potent right now.
How unusual is it to have your most potent part of your offense be your tight end when it comes from a passing standpoint? You had Debo with 3 catches, Pettis with 3, but like you said, it was George Kittle with the 8 grabs. How odd is this for a team to have the tight end be the dominant receiver?
It's not odd, guys, because I think that's the way the game is going now. And you get these tight ends, these guys are so mobile, and it's the catch after run and the big body. And I think with Jimmy G, he really, you know, he can trust George Kittle. He knows that he can put the ball up, and he's going to go and fight for that football. But I have never seen a guy, and Britt Jones was pretty good at running the football after the catch and all that. But with Kittle, man, he got moves. He got finesse. You know, he got moves like what I had. You know, being very elusive once he catches the football and got good vision on the football field and know exactly where to run and just break the game wide open.
Jerry, there was a saying that people say, and I've heard it. Let you hear too. Every bee that ever was partly sting and partly buzz. How much is this team buzz, and how much is it bite? And can you see this offense improving even with the tackles being as injured as they are?
Yeah, without a doubt, guys. And like I said, once this team comes together completely, it's going to be scary because we know what they can do on defense. You know, I think they have 9 turnovers. You know, they able to shut down the run. You know, Jimmy Ward, what he did yesterday, man, when Jimmy Ward is healthy, you're talking about a beast back there in that secondary.
He hit you.
And it's funny because, you know, Kyle Shanahan, I love, you know, Kyle Shanahan. He's like, if I could wear his jersey on the sideline, I would wear his jersey because he's an animal out there on that football field when he's healthy. So it's just like, this team, they just got to keep playing game by game, getting better, gaining confidence in themselves. And, you know, toward the end, you know, I'm starting to drink the Kool-Aid, guys. I'm thinking a playoff team here. This is what I'm thinking. But they're going to have to take game by game. If they do that, then we have a chance at the end.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. All right, let me throw this one at you. Now, I know the players and the coaches would never talk like this, and I know that as a former player, it's going to be very difficult for you to think like this, but let me just throw this out there. It's mid-October. They're 5-0. Based on the state of the NFC, is it unreasonable to think that maybe this team could be in Miami come February playing for the Super Bowl?
I'm going out on the line. I say yes. Yes. Without a doubt. But they have to continue to focus on their craft, get better on offense and also defense, and come together tight as a team. And if they do that and if they don't have any severe injuries or anything like that, I think they have a legitimate team.
Jerry, when you think back to your Super Bowl years, the years that your Niner teams went to the Super Bowl, when did you know, at what point during that season, even though you would never say it out loud, were there points during those years where you could kind of recognize that this team had something special?
No, you know what? We never did. We never bought into it. And that's exactly what the Niners got to do. They can't buy into it. They got to respect every team that they face from now on. And I think they have the Washington Redskins coming up, and I think they have the Panthers after that. So you give them their due respect, but you know that when they stepped on that football field, you out to really destroy that team. So as long as they take that approach and not get complacent, you know, continue to work on different things that's going to make them better as a football team, I think they're going to get better and they have a legitimate chance.
Jerry, before we let you go, I just got a heads up that you won't be able to join us for your normal Monday hit next week at 8:40 a.m. What's going on?
I'm getting married.
There it is. Jerry Rice getting married, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to marry my fiance, my rock, and stuff like that on the 20th. We're going to do it in Calistoga Ranch in Napa. I'm excited. I'm nervous. This is my big football game. This is like my Super Bowl, and I just want everything to go right for us. And just looking forward to the opportunity.
That's fantastic, Jerry. And I know one of your go-to moves of late has been to crash other people's weddings fresh off the golf course. Will you be open to a possible Joe Lowe and Dibs drive-by?
Crash my wedding. Do not try to crash my wedding, okay? There's a lot of security and stuff like that, and you're going to go to jail.
Well, I'm sensing a little hypocrisy, Jerry. It's okay for the goat to crash, but the three of us schmoes can't crash it?
No, man. If you guys want to come, you know you're welcome, man.
I know. You didn't give me an invitation. Wow.
Wow.
I knew you had to work, man. I know you got to work and stuff like that, and it was going to be hard because you knew it was no way I was going to be on the show Monday. And you know me. No, I bring it. I get 100%, baby.
That's true.
But I'm looking forward to Sunday,
and
then I'm going to ride off into the sunset, probably on a black Mustang or something like that. Horse, you know, I used to ride this horse back in the day. His name was Pete. Hey, no, Pete. You're talking about fast.
Pete the horse?
Hey, man. Yeah, he was Pete the horse, man. This guy had, this horse had muscles like crazy. And
what?
He was the fastest one in the neighborhood and stuff like that, man. So I might ride off on Pete, you know?
Oh, Pete.
I didn't know you was a rider, Jerry. You had a lot of people on the text line saying congratulations. These texts saying, tell Jerry congrats. That's awesome. They saying is your guy coming from Vegas? Is OJ coming to the wedding? Man. I don't know. They got all kinds of stuff on this text line here.
Hey man, I'm gonna tell you, low man. It's like I never thought I would do it the second time around, but I met this young lady, and I know she's the one for me, and I'm looking forward to just having a good day. But you know how you get those butterflies, man. Like before big games and all that, I just don't want to mess it up. As men, we just don't want to mess it up. Yeah, you know, the vows and stuff like that. But I'm thinking it's going to be a fantastic day, man.
Oh, well, Jerry, awesome. From all of us here at 95.7 The Game, congratulations. We love you. Have a great weekend. And we look forward to hearing all about it when you guys get back.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. And hey, Niners, let's go get win number 6.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Jerry Rice, the Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.